is Wednesday, June 1st, 2005. And I'd like to that the House Committee on Trade and Economic Development will come to order. And shall we open up a work session? Okay, I'd like to open up work session, House Bill 2536.
Mr. Chairman, you've had lots of testimony on this issue. It has to do with the analysis of economic development efforts in the state. The House Bill 2536, the current version of the bill has to do with Economic Development Commission performance measurements. You have the Dash 2 amendment, which replaces the measure, creates an interim committee on economic development to analyze the effectiveness and efficiency of economic development programs and to pre-session file legislation for consideration during the 2007 Legislative Assembly. It requires the appointment of 5 representatives and 3 senators to the interim committee. It appropriates a blank amount of funding for the purpose of carrying out the duties of the interim committee. If I might point out a couple of the elements in the amendment, there are lots of different work groups that you can create. This one is a committee of legislators. It does call for a hiring of a consultant, and that's one of the reasons why it's in bill form and why there is the blank general fund there. It would require some dollars to hire a consultant. The format would be that the members of this joint committee would determine the work plan for the consultant, and that would be their primary work. You'll see starting on page 1, line 17, a list of elements that could be included, but not necessarily, in this work plan. And it includes international trade in particular, which was one of the particular things that you were looking at. That's on the second page, starting line 4. Mr. Chairman, because this has an appropriation in it, this would need to go to the Budget Committee, and I believe you previously indicated your intention to send it to the Budget Committee should it pass out of this committee.
Okay. Can you explain why we need this, with this Dash 2 amendment, why we need that?
Mr. Chairman, the Speaker has authority to appoint committees. In the past, some times the Speaker and the President have appointed joint committees to look into something. In this instance, in that instance, there would not be money in particular for a consultant. It could be done with a Legislative Administration Committee doing the staffing. This does call for legislative administration staffing, but in addition calls for the consultant and also specifies that it is a joint committee. I think you have had testimony from senators on this issue, and we've heard of other senators who are particularly interested in this in addition to the legislative members. So this is more directive. If this should not be enacted for some reason, there would still be plenty of opportunity for the President and the Speaker to appoint a committee to do this. Another alternative is a work group that would consist of business people, public officials, and that is an alternative model that has been used frequently in studying this sort of problem. One of the problems with that sort of study group is that it sometimes does not have the legislative buy-in and does not have the understanding of legislators. Sometimes those work real well, and sometimes those don't work very well. So that's why the format here calls for legislators to be involved.
In charge.
Yes.
Okay, also can you explain to me, I understand Representative Greg Smith also has some kind of the same plan. What's the difference?
I haven't seen the amendment that Representative Smith has proposed, but there's a similar bill in the Business Committee, I understand, that is being proposed for a work group, and it would be one of the combination of business leaders and public official work group that would be tasked with pretty much the same study as this amendment calls for. One of the concerns that might be expressed on that is the fact that there is already a there's an economic development commission that is five members that are charged generally with guiding the program. They might not look at specific issues in depth to the extent called for in this amendment or in Representative Smith's amendment, but those are some of the concerns that we have. I don't know whether that bill has been scheduled for a work session or what the status is on that one.
Okay. Or any discussions on this amendment, dash 2 amendment? Representative Dallin?
I see the dash 2 amendment as putting this committee on record as saying that we want to look at this process. I would prefer the action called out in the dash 2. We may not get that, but at least we would have a vehicle saying that we want to look at this in the interim. For myself, I've been looking for a plan for international trade since the first meeting I attended, and I think this gives that a boost, and with that in mind, I'm going to be definitely supporting the dash 2 amendment.
Okay. Thank you. And any other discussions? Not. And the reason why we are proposing dash 2 amendment is, as I remember, every time when we have a session, someone somewhere, or new, or has been here some time, always beating up the Oregon Economic Development Department and International Trade Division. And it's all right to do that, but sometimes doing it without not understanding fully how does it work. I think OECD is an easy pick to criticize and target it. And the task is so great, and sometimes it is difficult to pinpoint what they are doing, how many jobs are created. It could be counted the number, but it is not that number we can pick it up. This is so vast, so big, it sometimes is difficult to get it done in the way just we can look at it. Yeah, this is it. We might happy the way numbers showing it what it is, but sometimes that is not that clear. Because of that confusion and because of some criticism created, maybe it's warranted or unwarranted, I'm not going to judge you on that point. But I just want to put the issues put to rest after this study. If we go through during the interim, and then we shall be able to focus more on that issue, and then maybe OECD, the International Trade Division, might focus better. It is our responsibility to give them the mission and the goals, what it should be, and then let them do the job. If they don't do the job, then it is up to us to tackle that issue, but without giving them a clear the direction and goal, just pounding them, I don't think it's well justified, in my opinion. So out of that concern, and I discussed with the able staff, Jim, and there came out this amendment. Hopefully, it might cost some money. It is, we discussed it, whether we should include the whole other private sectors, or it should be, or it's a legislative, the task force that not just limited to us, but that we can, and how can I say that we contract out to the private party to work with us. So this is not necessarily exclusive for legislators, but it's even though it's inclusive, but the legislators in charge whole process. So can you add
Mr.
Anything?
Chairman, on page 2, lines 9 through 11, the legislation would authorize the committee to form work groups to assist with the work of the interim committee, and the members of the work group can include persons who are not members of the Legislative Assembly. So if this committee that's being created wishes to have more direct participation by the private sector or by public officials, they could do that through creating their own work groups.
Okay. Apparently, the Speaker and also the Presidents of the Senate, they can create some kind of a work group or task force. But it could be, it couldn't. And so instead of depending on the leadership to create one, I want to make sure with this bill, when it passes, that the sure thing is going to happen. So that's why, instead of depending on the judgment of the Speaker and a President, I'm just introducing this dashed amendment. With that, any other comment you'd like to make? If not, then do we have a motion to adopt this dash 2?
Mr. Chair, I would move to adopt the dash 2 amendment to House Bill 2536.
Okay. Vice Chair Bruin, and move to adopt the dash 2 amendment to the House Bill 2536. Any discussions? Any oppositions? If not, this is adopted. And then we are ready to move this bill. It's a subsequent referral to...
Yes, you need to
budget.
You need to give a subsequent referral to budget, yes.
Okay.
It doesn't have one at present, but it's been the Speaker's office has requested that this
okay.
get a subsequent referral to budget.
All right.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2536 as amended to the House Budget Committee with a due adopt recommendation.
And the Vice Chair Bruin moves to adopt to move House Bill 2536 as amended to the Budget Committee. Is there any discussion? If not, the call the roll.
Representative Bruin.
Aye.
Representative Buckley.
Aye.
Representative Dahl.
Aye.
Representative Merkley.
Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Excuse?
Representative Riley.
Aye.
Chair Lynn.
Aye. This House Bill 2536 as amended is passed, so it will move to the Budget Committee. With that, if there's no further business, and our meeting is adjourned. I believe this is three times I'm mentioning this is the last time.